Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and opposition leaders today signed an historic power-sharing deal. Under the terms of the agreement, Mugabe will cede some of his power. Mediator of the negotiations, a South African president, Thabo Mbeki, said Mugabe will be president in the new government, while main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai will become prime minister. Zimbabweans hope the agreement will be a first step in helping to rescue the once prosperous nation from total economic collapse. The spokesperson for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says despite the agreement, the country is still in urgent need of aid.
There's cautious hope that the signing of the power-sharing agreement will bring about change in Zimbabwe, but it'd be wrong to say that there's real optimism. There's many problems lying ahead, most notably to assure the outside world that Tsvangirai really has executive power. What Zimbabwe needs is an injection of foreign aid, restore the economy, and water. Many suburbs, main cities, go for days without water now. The hospitals are in a shambles, schools are barely functioning. It needs real money from the outside world, and that money will not be coming unless they're assured that it will be used for the people rather than stolen by the Mugabe clique, who have not really indicated they are prepared to move forward, give up their corrupt practices.